Not for you. But like when you write songs and poems and it's a whole bunch and you're not even getting a text back, it means you already got her number and it's like, damn, that means you're just blowing her up. And she's like, this dude annoying.
Oh, honey. Welcome to the Oh Honey podcast,
where you get the sticky and the sweet with Summer
and Amanda
and Brother Nature.
Hey.
What's your real name?
Kelvin.
Kelvin.
Yeah.
Do you go by Kelv or Kelvin?
Oh.
I feel like Kelv.
I was going for Kelvin's more like real name, but you don't reveal the last name.
No, I couldn't afford the last name when I was born. No, I'm playing.
I'm like, that's a thing? You have to pay for that?
I'm just kidding.
I was like, I couldn't. I mean, that's cool.
Nah.
Some people don't have middle names.
I don't have a middle name.
Are you messing with me again?
Or no, for real. It's just Kelvin Pena. Yep. Full name.
Well, you have your claim to fame is you first were talking to deer.
Yes.
In your yard. Was this in Pennsylvania?
Yep.
And you had Deer Squad.
Deer Squad. Yep. Mm-hmm. I had just moved to Pennsylvania from Texas. And it was right before I started college. Mm-hmm. And there was just like a deer in my front yard. Gave him a name.
Money?
It was Money. Damn. Yeah. Okay, y'all know. Yeah, so basically, Money was a buck. And I remember I saw him in my backyard. And he was just like glowing, like in my backyard. And I was like, I got to feed him. I got to make him my friend. Mm-hmm. I ran inside the house. I grabbed snacks. I remember I ran back to the backyard. And I stayed like calm, tried to gain his respect. And I threw him an apple. He bit the apple, looked at me, waggled his tail. We locked eyes and then we became homies. And he like walked right up to me, made my first video, gave him a name, put on Instagram, put on Twitter, just went viral from there.
That's so awesome. I love how it's like, because I was born in Pennsylvania and I know how many deer are there.
Yeah.
They're like everywhere.
Yeah.
But I never thought about going up and like hanging out with one.
Yeah.
So I think now that I think about it though, I would love to do that. I feel like it's such a experience for sure.
It was like awesome, just like the fact that like a whole buck gained his trust. I was just happy that he was my friend, you know, because like I really felt the friendship, and then like the fact that the whole world saw that we became friends, I was like, damn, that's crazy.
No, it puts deer in a new light.
Exactly.
For sure. Instead of headlights.
And most people don't like see a deer and be like, oh, I want to be your friend. So that's cool that like you're like a guy.
You're like, I don't want to eat you. I want to hang out with you.
Nah, for real. Yeah. I never even thought about like shooting a deer.
Yeah, I don't understand how people can though, because those things,
they're so cute. Their eyes, their big eyes with their big long lashes.
And Bambi,
it kills me.
That's why Disney movies like that, or any movies, are so great when they highlight like the personality and the perspective of an animal too.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what you're doing also, is just like educating people at the same time about these animals and doing something super positive. Like, what's your kind of long-term goal with all of this?
Long-term goal is definitely I want to highlight like other sanctuaries that are actually like doing this, actually respect animals and like just do the right thing with the animals, you know, not use them really for profit, but like to educate and educate people on conservation. And like my long-term goal, I have like a lot of goals, but the main thing is like I want to start my own sanctuary for animals that can no longer like that are normally used like either as pets or like come from like farms where they're about to get killed, and just give them like a new life and like just good vibes, you know, like want to make like a loving and like a loving sanctuary.
I think that's what makes what you do so universal and like people just love it, is because you're not really aggressive about things. You're just like, you are such good energy and such good vibes with it that people see it and they're like, oh, I love this.
Thank you.
I could hang out with a deer. Like, this is really cool.
I wonder how many people went out and tried to hang out with deers and they're like,
they just run away and you're like, that's usually what happens.
Yeah.
But that's really cool. And I like your long-term goal there too.
Thank you.
And I feel like you would really thrive in that also. Like,
thank you.
You know how some people just say, you know, this one, I want to do this charitable cause and then do this over here. But it's like, you want to live that, and I just, even from just meeting you, I could tell that that's something
genuine.
You would be really passionate about too.
Thank you, appreciate it.
No, it's great. But back to relationships. So you have a relationships with animals.
Yeah.
Have you always had that, like, growing up?
Just like with my dog, my first, like, ever, like, love for animals really came from my dog named Max, R.I.P. I got him tatted right here.
It's really?
He was an American bulldog, you know what I mean? But he was always just so cool. And I remember every time I used to take him for a walk, I used to just, like, put him on my Snapchat and, like, kind of just have the same way I talk to, like, all the animals in my videos, like, how I used to talk to him.
Yeah.
And all my, and I used to just do it for all my homies, and all my homies thought, like, it was really funny and stuff.
Yeah.
But with all this, like, it just surprises me, like, how far I've gotten, like, with all this stuff, because it was, like, so unintentional.
And for you, it's so natural. That's why. Like, and I feel like those are the, some of the most successful people are the ones that they do things that they love and, you know, whether other people
with,
are
like,
will or not.
Especially with, like, social media, I feel like people can really see if it's genuine or not.
Yeah.
And people who are doing stuff because it's genuine, really, things happen for you. It's like, I'm sure now, since people are like, oh, Brother Nature, Kelv got famous for doing this, so I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
So, and it doesn't work for them because it's not genuine. They're just copying what you did when you went out and did it just because you want to make friends with them.
Yeah.
And I think in this podcast, we really want to highlight, too, like, the relationships with animals and, like, why it's so important and kind of get your thoughts on that.
Oh, yeah. So my thoughts on animals is, well, the biggest thing that I've learned from just, like, dealing with animals is the fact that they're unapologetically themselves. You know, like, animals don't double think about what they're going to do. They kind of just live off of instinct and they're really tuned in with the world because they really don't have a choice, you know? They don't speak a language, so they live off of vibrations. And sometimes people look at animals as, like, objects, but they're really, like, living beings that do have emotions that, you know what I'm saying, are living beings. Like, they're just, like, they should be respected just like we respect everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, man, like, you can learn so much from animals just by observing them and basically, like,
appreciating.
Just appreciate,
like,
the fact that they're
creature.
They're a beautiful creature, and then they're just them. Like, I feel like with humans, like, we overthink, and, like, it's easy because we're conscious, and we have words, and we can beat ourselves up. But them, of course, they can get sad and this and this and that, but at least they're themselves, you know? So
it's the innocence, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then just pure, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't get, like, purer than animals.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you think it's a quality? Do you have a girlfriend or anything now, or are you just?
Yeah, I got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does she love animals too?
Yeah, I think
does
so.
She hang out with the deer with you?
Nah, not yet. We ain't got that far.
It's it's just very, like, meeting the parents.
It's so, like, very fresh. It's like a very fresh relationship. Something that I just kind of, like, dabbled into. Like, try something.
What's the level? What's the level of a relationship that she gets to come and meet the deer?
Well, I mean,
above meeting the parents, or
which comes first?
Well, my dad and stuff, like, he lives in the same neighborhood as Canela, so I guess it would happen, like, on the same day, you know.
Yeah.
So whenever that comes, whenever that happens, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't be thinking that far ahead. Yeah, I don't be trying to think that far ahead.
Just day by day,
going with the flow.
But if when that time would come and the girl would go and meet Canela,
and if Canela don't rock with her, then it's like, I'm sorry.
No, then she's out.
Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, it's cutthroat, but
I guess it's
reality.
A really good way to see if someone's, because animals are, like, the best detectors of, like, good people.
Yeah. But they also pick up on fear of people, so she's terrified of like wild animals and might just not react well.
But then if she is fair to them, probably not a good relationship anyways, because he's going to want to go, like,
he'd be like,
crazy
look,
stuff.
I brought you a
an alligator today.
She's terrified.
Yeah, that's probably not a good idea.
Well, we have this thing that we do called the honey pot.
Okay.
And this is where our honeybees write in diary entries and we give them advice on their relationship.
Okay, cool.
Situations. So, it's a long one.
No, I hate when she gives it. No, it's not.
Oh.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, this one's even shorter then.
I have a fear of reading out loud. Just kidding. I've been doing good.
No, you're doing better than I am,
actually.
When
you're about to, like, read out loud and you, like, get scared.
Yeah.
Like, because I, like, will skip a line because I'm, like, and then I'm, like, reading and I'm, like, this doesn't make sense. But I have gotten good. So maybe it's a fear that's not even real because I don't even really mess up.
I stutter more than you do when I'm reading, so go for it.
Oh. Now I'm just going to butcher this.
So good luck.
Good luck. Okay. Number one question. Okay. So I met this girl in New Zealand on an exchange program and we fell in love with each other, but she only stayed for 3 months and I'm staying for 6. On top of that, my best friend also left and some of my other really good friends. But what breaks me is that my girlfriend left to go back home. I knew it was inevitable. What was that?
Inevitable.
Inevitable. But I really can't deal with it because I love her so much. But it was my first relationship and we are still talking to each other and still loving each other. Is there anything I can do to feel better? That's the first time I have. See, this is what I like to rewrite.
That's the first time about when you put something out there in the universe that it happens.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said anything because that was the first time I had.
Like I almost knew it was gonna happen because we.
Next time I'm just gonna set you up.
It's my fault.
Next time, yeah, she set me up. She's like, I did. A long one. I was like, what about yesterday when I was reading ones this long?
Yeah. No, I know.
She set me up.
I did.
And I knew that word. Mm-hmm. Guys, don't judge me. Everyone's
cool. It's cool. You did that.
He's like, relax.
Yeah. Relax, guys.
Everything's cool. All
right. I know. He's like,
yeah.
He's like, I need that in my life. I'm very like, ah. That's my energy. It's like crazy. Yeah.
So what advice would you have for said person?
So basically, he's in a long distance relationship and he misses his girl, but he wants to keep it tight. I mean, I guess just hit her up every day, you know, talk to her. Yeah. I was like, you're long distance.
He's like FaceTime.
Yeah, FaceTime, like, go to sleep on the phone with her or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Have you ever had a long distance relationship?
Yeah, my first relationship was long distance when I was in high school.
How did you survive it?
Man, honestly, I used it. So my advice for him is like, so I used it as my motivation. Like, so it was like, that was the first time I was like ever in love. And then I was like, man, I'm gonna just go hard as I'm just gonna curse.
Yeah.
Every single
time. Just bleep yourself.
Yeah, so I was like, man, I'm gonna just go hard as fuck so I can like get these scholarships and like get as much money as I can. So like whenever I move to like wherever my girl's at, like we'll be straight, you know so what I mean? So I used to just grind and used to use my girl as my motivation, although I should use like family and stuff like that, but I was in love and it was like the thing that I most cared about. So I used to just work hard just so I can make my girl happy. Just so I could be like, so yeah, if I was him, I would just use her as my motivation to like go hard. And I don't know if he wants to like move in with her or anything, but like just keep yourself busy.
Mm-hmm. Set goals.
Get that money, set goals.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, and then I'm a very competitive person too. So she used to have a job too. So I got 2 jobs. So I was like, nah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like my girlfriend.
Yeah, I'm gonna get 5 jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. On top of that.
So yeah, I mean, I would just use that as my motivation to like be happy. So you could just make your girl proud.
I love that because some people take relationships as like, are their struggles instead of taking it as motivation. Yeah. They're just sulking it. They're like, oh, poor me.
Yeah.
Like,
and it should be your motivation, you know? Like if your partner don't motivate you, then she really shouldn't be your partner.
Yeah, that's true. Somebody's like setting you back, that's for sure. That's the last relationship you ever want to be in.
Yeah, for real. You know, you got one life, man.
Mm-hmm. Are you in a long distance? I know it's fresh, so it's
No, it's not long distance. Like, I travel a lot, though. I travel a lot.
Yeah.
So that's kind of.
Where are you based now?
I'm based out of LA now. I just moved here like last week.
Oh, nice. Congrats. Yep. A lot of new things for you.
Things are moving fast.
Yeah. That's super exciting, though.
Yeah.
Like, did you come out here just because you know a lot of opportunity is out here? Or you just
mainly just for the opportunity because I was just living in New York.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been, like, traveling, like, a lot overseas this year and, like, just, like, the end of last year.
Yeah.
And where I would come back to would be New York for like a week.
It's like a hub almost.
You know, like a hub, just like a hub. But like I'm gonna be back to traveling like probably like next week. So
yeah. What have you been doing when you've been traveling?
So I've been working with this charity called Karmagawa, and it's ran by my photographer friend. His name is Matt Abad. It goes by Bad Boy. And then it's...
Oh, I know him.
You know Bad Boy?
Yeah. I shot with him like a while ago, like a long time ago.
Well, he's doing great things.
Yeah.
Basically, like Matt and then this stock trader named Tim Sykes, they started this nonprofit, and their goal is to raise awareness around charities all around the world.
Really?
And once they visit, they donate like a good amount of money, probably like minimum, sometimes they'd be like 20K.
Yeah.
And they've built over like 300 schools, and they've really got into like animal conservation and helping like... raise awareness to charities around the world that help animals. And what I've been doing is, like, the first trip I went with them was to South Africa. We stayed on this reserve called Vetpaw that helps the conservation of rhinos.
I love Vetpaw.
Yeah, so they help the conservation of rhinos because, as you know, poachers be killing them for their horns, and they're close to extinction. So we went out there. We spent the whole week on the reserve. We had a whole bunch of dope content creators, and we made, like, this cool one-minute video raising awareness about Vetpaw and like what's going on with the rhinos. We got over like 30 million views in that week. Got Karmagawa up to like 300,000 followers that week. And then they saw that we had like a superpower squad. So ever since then, we've just been going to other charities around
the world. How do you spell that just for our listeners? So they're like...
Karmagawa, K-R, no, my bad. I'm on my summer sweat. K-A-R-M-A-G-A-W-A.
Where's your next destination?
Started a new charity called Save the Reef that helps raise awareness about like what's going on in the coral reefs, because it's projected for like 90% of it to be dead.
Yeah,
in, like,
a lot
the next
of it
50
is.
Years. Yeah, because like most of it's already dead.
When I went to the Maldives recently, like they took us to see the coral reefs, and we were there to see the, like the sustainability program they had. And when we went down to look at the reefs, they were all like bleached.
Yeah.
Like all, I was so sad.
Yeah.
And you see the turtles just like not in that area anymore, just like swimming around, just trying to find something. And
for real.
Yeah.
It looks like a dead land, like under
it's
there.
A real thing. But you only really realize it when you see it in person.
When you see it in person, like it looks like so whack. Because you know, you watch Finding Nemo and stuff growing up, and it looks like so
alive.
Vibrant and flourish. And like they told us they took us to the part that was alive, and you just see so many fish swimming around. Like the dead parts, which most of it is dead, is just like ghost town.
Sad. Wow. Yeah. Well, that's amazing that you're doing all those things too. And it's not a bad life. Like,
no, it's
getting
fire.
Because you get to do good while experiencing the world and traveling and going to some awesome places too.
Right.
Like,
that's the dream
that's
right there.
It's crazy.
I've always wanted to go to Africa.
Yeah. I've been to Morocco, but not. Like, I definitely need to go to different places in Africa and really get, like, the vibe of Africa.
Yeah.
Have you bonded with other animals on your trips?
Yeah, man, like,
Do you have a favorite experience?
Man, my favorite experience was, like, this one time I got to hold a sloth, because you're not really, like, allowed to, like, hold sloths, but this one's hand-raised. And, like, it's just something about, like, the fact that, like, I had a sloth just, like, on me, and I don't know, just, like, it's calm, like, essence, like, I don't know, it just had, like, a crazy vibe to it that just like made me hella happy. And
you have a sloth vibe. I'm kidding. That doesn't even like a chill vibe.
You're very chill. Yeah. Which is cool.
She has a sloth vibe too.
I'm a sloth also. So
I'm not.
Power
what
to
would
us.
You guys say I am?
Hey,
you are a hyena.
My friend, you know, Soph, the girl you met, she always calls people hyena. Like, she's a hyena. Like, she says it, like, in a bad term.
Oh, my.
Like, I'm like, wow. No, I like hyenas.
Yeah.
But then all in movies, hyenas are bad. So now I'm
that's true. Lion King.
Yeah. Right. I've never seen a movie where a hyena is a good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe we should be wary.
Word.
Yeah. So, wait a minute. No.
Guys, maybe I'm just a butterfly. I'm just like falling through life.
Oh, that's true. You could be a butterfly too. You could be whatever you want to be.
Okay, thanks. No, I'm a cheetah. That's my favorite animal in the whole entire world. All I want to meet in my life is a cheetah. Like, I want to I love cheetahs.
Go on a safari. Right?
Yeah.
Are cheetahs like hard to like be friends with?
Yeah, I mean, like, all those exotic cats, really, unless, like, they're, like, hand-raised and, like,
no, but,
spend, like a lot
people,
of
people, like, can go to, like, do you know, like, people where they have raised them and they're, like,
No, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying, so.
But I've heard that, like, the cheetahs aren't, like, nice to hang out with. I'm like...
Well, they're wild animals. I think anytime you're dealing with, a wild, especially wild cats.
They would love me. I just know it.
Yeah. Might eat you. They might love the taste of you.
No. I mean, but you never know. You know, some people just be having interactions where you just like, bow, y'all just automatically click.
Yeah. So. Yeah, we're going to click. Yeah.
But we wouldn't they say, guys, to them. Go up to wild lions and wild tigers and try to do what Brother Animal does. Not recommended.
But you can feed like some bugs and stuff.
Bugs?
I love all bugs. No, like feed. Oh, they go up to bushes and like.
Got
and,
it.
Yeah, they're not gonna
I'm
hurt
like,
you.
I'm like, you're gonna go up to a cheetah.
And maybe like a bunny rabbit and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I think there's.
Because I like that you're spreading be nice to animals, because a lot of people like don't like boys especially are always like mean to animals and like oh, it's a, like you know like it's just like. Yeah. Keep doing it.
No,
love
the animals.
Because I'm like even weird. Squirrels. I won't even kill a bug. Like, literally, we have a bunch of black widows around our house. And, like, my mom came in town. She's like, Summer, you have to kill them. Like they hit you. They bite one of your dogs. Yeah, like, they can kill them. I'm like, no, please don't do it. I, like, had to leave. Because I don't want anyone. If I see, like, a pool of bugs, like, say, like, I went out to the back and there was
you'll
bugs.
Save them.
Yeah. I will save them all. Like, I can't not.
Then,
so.
Yeah. That's awesome.
It's just like, it's just like a, you're like, okay, well.
No, it is good. It's a good quality to
so
have.
It's not only bugs, but every animal. Like, I would save them.
What would be some, like, advice that you would give to somebody that has never had an encounter with a wild animal or, like, wants to just go in the woods and find them because, like, they see what you're doing and, like.
I would just say don't be afraid, but don't be, like, don't be silly either. Like, you know what to do. Like, you're going to know what to do in, like, that situation. Like if I also went into, like, a wild bear, like, I'd be, like, very weary. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not just going to, like, try to, like.
Yeah.
Automatically try to make a video with him, you know? Like, just respect the animals, man, just like how you respect anybody else.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of know what you should do, you know?
It's common
sense.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I'm pretty sure, like, common sense, like, just like.
If a bear, for some people, they don't have it.
Yeah, like, for real, but some people don't have it, and some people would just be wilding, but I would just say just stay cool, calm, and collected.
Yeah. Yeah, because if a bear is, like, growling at you or just, like, you know. Bird. Puffing his chest to you or whatever they do.
I climb a tree.
Yeah. Well, like, I grew up with horses. Maybe and, like, I would see people interact with horses, like, because I grew up on a ranch with, like, 30 horses and stuff. So, like, you have to have common sense around horses. Like, me, I can, like, feel, like, the vibe is horses and stuff and, like, know what to and not to do around horses. Mm-hmm. So many people have no idea and they do stuff and, like, they get themselves hurt. Bird. And it's not because the horses are wanting to hurt you. It's because you're stupid. Pretty much.
Basically.
So. Basically.
Like, and you, I think with wild animals too, you always have to just know, like, you, things are unexpected, or unexpected things can happen for sure. Because they're not tamed. They're not, like, what would you say about somebody that wants a cheetah as a pet?
Don't get a cheetah as a pet. Like, I wouldn't recommend anybody get.
I'm crying.
Like, yeah, honestly, like, I wouldn't recommend anybody get exotics as pets, because honestly, yesterday, we just went to go rescue a monkey from somebody's house that, like, had it as a pet, but she's like, oh, the monkey's starting to bite me and this and this and that, and then, like, honestly, to even get, like, a pet monkey means that that monkey was stripped from his mom, like, in the wild, you know, so it's, like, called the illegal pet trade, and it's just, like, it's just not cool, and especially if you, like, you just shouldn't do it. I just feel like you should let people that actually have time to take care of these animals actually take care of the animals, you know, because a lot of times people go in a situation where you're just going to be busy as hell. You're not going to be able to give this animal attention.
Yeah, and they need space. And
so the people that are actually going to go out there and get, like, animal, which I don't recommend at all, just, like, make sure you have time and the education to take care of it.
If you're going to do something illegal, don't. Just don't.
Yeah, and it's hella illegal.
We will find you.
I will find you. And I will kill you.
Yeah, I know. I've heard so many stories, like, people getting, like, big cats and their cute little babies, and then they eat them.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I thought you meant they eat the animal.
Oh no.
Oh yeah. I was like, wait, what? Yeah. Even the story. I mean, it's like a famous story about a woman with the orangutan, and the orangutan, like, actually ate off her face.
Oh damn, that's crazy.
Yeah. But, like, it's not. I think it wasn't fed or something. I'm pretty sure that's what the story was. That was, like, years ago, but.
I've heard so many crazy stories like that, and it just makes you be like, and it's not the animal's fault.
No,
they're not
no, but it's like, they're supposed to be in the wild. And then, like, biggest thing is, like, deforestation and stuff too, so.
Yeah, that's why
I just
they
feel
end
like,
up.
My just go-to is just like, all right, like, sanctuary, like, just period.
Yeah, because there's some animals that can't be in the wild because they were raised, yeah. like, you know, or not so they even, have to...
Or it's just dangerous, like, just, like, humans just messing stuff yeah. up. Like, they're going out there literally to kill the animals or take them or just to sell them, you know? So it's, like, it's yeah. a crazy world we live in.
Yeah, it's so sad. Like, killing rhinos and elephants for yeah. their... tusks and yeah.
I ain't made to make this podcast so depressing and stuff,
no, you
know, but,
no.
It's, but it's some real life stuff though.
No, I think this is like one of the honestly, like besides like the happiness and positivity that you bring out there, like one of the best things information that you can provide is the education about yeah. the wildlife and you know why conservation is so important.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
For real. Well, let's dive back into the honeypot.
Let's do it.
Let's get another question.
Let's do it.
Oh, honey. Let's see here.
See, that one's so tiny.
I know. All right. Oh, honey. There is this girl that I really do like and would do anything for, but she doesn't seem to like me back. Mm. I've written songs and poems, but still can't get a text back. Mm. Any advice?
Trying too hard, bro. Quit.
Are you kidding? We get a text back and you're writing your songs? So I think that's enough.
Let it go.
Stop everything.
Yeah, for
Give
real.
Give up, find somebody new, start over.
Like, just I just let it go. I just put the effort into somebody actually likes me, then you actually got a shot. And then she's going to appreciate the effort.
Yeah. But I would say there is some courting that some girls require.
Not for you. Yeah. But like when you write songs and poems and it's a yeah. whole bunch and you're not even getting a text back, it means you already got her number. And it's like, damn, that means you're just yeah. blowing her up. And she's yeah. like, this dude annoying.
Yeah.
yeah. He's crazy. Yeah,
100%. That is true. Like,
It's true.
Rhino's always trying to be like the good cop, and it's just like, no, just
not the
no.
good cop, but show like different perspectives.
I get the perspective. But it's yeah. like when she ain't feeling it, she ain't feeling it, and then when the time is right, yeah. she gonna come back around. You just
but
gotta,
there's a moment in a relationship.
Boss up, bro. That's it.
There's a moment in a relationship, though, where I think poems and songs could be sweet. Maybe just
but
not
when he likes
right
but away.
Likes
but they're, but yeah. they're not in a relationship, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like...
Yeah. He oh, I'm just saying, like, down the line.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
Like,
there's definitely
you don't have to give up
them.
On your romance ever in life, just if the girl is not
she's
responding.
She's just doing it to the wrong person.
Yeah.
That's what he said. He needs to find someone who appreciates it.
Yeah. Yeah.
For real.
100%.
But you know, at the same time,
Amanda coming in.
Yeah, because it's like, I don't know, I've seen girls like turn down guys time after time until they realize they were the ones for them. Mm. Like for their mind to be like, oh, like, I'm not saying this is him for her. Yeah. like, maybe, probably,
no,
most likely
him,
not. But sometimes it takes like effort and consistent effort to get the girl.
Yeah, very true.
Because not everything's love at first sight, right?
We're or first poem. Yeah. Or first song.
Keep writing those poems. If you get a restraining order,
that's maybe time to stop.
yeah. Nah, I agree. But it's like, when you already got the number, means it's like, are you already
yeah,
there.
That's a sign. Yeah. How'd he get the number?
That's what I'm saying. He got it. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
we need more
here.
Details.
Angles. Yeah. You got to work all angles.
He's right. like, I stole her phone. I took her up texting myself.
Yeah. She's in my basement. No, don't do that.
She's in my basement.
Did you ever pursue a girl and get rejected?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
And what was, like, how do you deal with that rejection?
It's not nothing serious, because I've never really liked anybody than the person I like right now. So, in like the past 2 years, so it was just
really?
Like a, like, of course I'm attracted to you, but not like, oh, it's not like I tried like to get in a relationship
yeah.
and got like rejected.
Like so. Not my future wife.
Yeah, not like my future wife. So it's like I never really take it personal. Can't really take things personal, you know, you just gotta keep pushing.
How did you get like this way?
I'm like, can you give me one of those chill pills you got over there?
Cause it's like, honestly, like why trip? Mm-hmm. It's like, we don't even know what's real. No, but honestly, it's like, yeah, like you, I mean, it's easy to speak like that when I'm speaking out into the podcast. That's what I want the people to like know and like take, because that's when I'm at my best. That's how I'm always thinking. So mm-hmm. that's how you should think about things, because the real reason is like, why trip for real? Mm-hmm. Like, it's good. We alive. We breathing.
Yeah. Just be so it's more so being it's, appreciated.
Yeah, and then just look at things from all angles too. When mm-hmm. it's like, things aren't always gonna go your way, so.
Yeah. And your way isn't always the best way.
And your way isn't always the best way. And mm-hmm. if you just keep going at it, your way is going to come. It's going to find you. especially when you got these, putting out these positive vibes out into the world.
Yeah. Is your family like how you are? Or
not really, but it's like sometimes when you try to get, maybe, but sometimes you try to give game to people and then like they don't take it, or they'd be like, nah, there's no way. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you just got to prove them.
Yeah.
And be like, okay, I see how he's moving. Maybe I should start moving like that.
Was there, so have you always been like with that mindset, or were there things that has happened in your life where you're like, okay, this is a different way to think about it?
Yeah, just like the biggest thing where I started like just trying to become like more appreciative of life was like one of my like my homies, he was like my neighbor that I grew up with, like he got killed. And then like after like my heartbreak, and that was like at the age of 17, I remember I was moving to Pennsylvania, and I just wanted to like, I just knew I had like a new start at life, and I was like, man, like I just might as well just be positive, because it's like, there's been times where I feel like I just like seen death hella like close. So I'm like, I just gotta be like cool, man, because it's like life is good. Like I feel like something big is about to happen. And then I blew up. And that's why I look at this like such a blessing. Because I'm like, I could be like in a way worse situation. Always. You could always be in a situation worse than what you're at. So it's like, it's just dope, man. It's just cool to be, it's cool to be where I'm at. And
were you able to, I mean, do you still have friends of like where you moved from?
Yes, I still have friends from Texas and stuff.
Like,
still keep in contact with them.
So, do you live in Texas and then you moved to Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I lived in Texas and then I moved to Pennsylvania.
And then LA.
And then
New York and then LA.
New York.
Yeah. So New York, I was always going to New York because my dad lived there, like growing up, and like always had family there. So I spent all my summers and all my winters in New York.
Oh, nice.
So that always. Like the traveling that I did when I was young always helped with my open-mindedness too, because I would see different scenarios growing up, you know?
Yeah.
And now probably traveling the world opens up your mind too.
Yeah,
because I feel like when I started traveling and stuff, you always like think that where you live and everything is like, that's the whole world. And you're kind of like close to the world, and then you like see stuff and it's like, wow, there's a whole world. Like when I went to Bali, it like really opened up my eyes too, and like how people are living literally next to a resort. There's people living in like huts, like village. I'm like, what? Because we don't even think that that is even a thing, you know?
So we don't really appreciate, it makes you appreciate what you have, and then also realize there is a way of living to where it's like minimal.
And they're still happy, really, like they were like having the, like, it's not like they were unhappy. Those people over there are so nice.
Do you know there's people that are called minimalists? And they literally just cut out all the material things in their life, only have like, you know, one t-shirt, one pair of jeans, like a small little home to live in that they have like a watering hole nearby they can rinse off in. Like, so it's, they live, and they're some of the happiest people too.
But you know what blows my mind? There's like people who still like live in tribes, like with no.
Oh yeah,
for guys, that like I can't wrap my mind around that. Like I can't. Like they have no lights. They still like use fire for light. Like
no,
they have no idea. Like in the Amazon, there's people that are like
and
that have
thriving.
No connection. They're like probably like, you know those like movies with tribes where like piercings on their faces and tattoos and all that stuff, and they don't wear clothes. That's the thing. And like there's still people like cannibal, like you know cannibal tribes where they see people.
Yeah,
dude, like that's insane.
Yeah.
Like what? The world is so big.
It's so big. Yeah.
And you can learn so much.
Can you imagine like seeing that with your own two eyes? Because it's crazy hearing about that.
I visited a Maasai tribe and when I was out there in Kenya, and basically like that's the way they live. They're nomadic, basically meaning that they move around following on where the herd wants to go, like the sheep.
Yeah.
So it's like the males over there is like, if you have more sheep, like you're wealthy, you know what I mean? Or goats. And they live out of like these houses that are made out of like dirt and sticks
and
elephant shit. And it's crazy. And you know that they have all these rituals and stuff, and like they don't even have a real doctor. Well, they have a doctor, but like the doctor, like he cures you with like herbs and herbs and stuff like that. So it's just,
crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's cool though, because you can learn so many different things about like these different cultures too when you're traveling, and just pick up on those and then apply like the things that you like from it into your life, and also have more of an understanding of.
For real.
Did they have the fainting goats for their sheep?
Have
you ever heard of those?
Yeah, I've seen them before.
It's so sad. They like faint to like protect the sheep. I'm like, wow, they really take one for the team.
Yeah.
They really do. Damn.
For For real.
Soldiers.
Because I used to have, like, I've had every single animal you can think of because I grew up on a ranch. I show chickens in 4-H and goats and all kinds of stuff.
Oh,
and
fire.
I always wanted a fainting goat. Mm-hmm. But my mom was like, Summer, no, what the they like literally faint, and then they just like take a while to like wake up
Dang.
Again. I feel like they really do. If you scare them, they'll faint.
I feel like it's a great thing that you didn't get a fainting goat, though. Especially as a kid. You would have been like creeping up on that goat every second.
I don't know. I would have like protected my goat.
Yeah.
I would have not let anything hurt my goats. I always kept my animals separate from my siblings. Like, because I had like, have you ever seen a silky chicken?
A silky chicken? No.
Oh, wait, yeah, silky chicken?
Like the ones,
the fluffy ones with like the fluffy head?
So those are the ones I had. Yeah. So my sisters and brothers and my mom, they had like regular chicken. Not like the big white ones, because my mom only let us have like beautiful animals because she didn't want like the little white ones that are not cute walking around. So we had like really beautiful chickens, but I had like silky chickens because they're so cute, and I always kept them separate because they like, chickens always like peck each other's feathers out, and I wanted mine to look beautiful because I showed them and stuff, so. And I kept my goat separate. Oh. All my animals were really fancy. They probably hated their lives low key, but I was.
I'm just looking at Calvin, just being like, oh, the chicken.
Sorry. He's like, what the fuck?
Man, that sounds fire.
Yeah.
That sounds fire.
Do you have, like, you had a dog growing up. Do you have any pets now? Or is it more of like, your goal is, you know.
He's a deer squad.
Yeah, but they're not. Then, yeah, my, and, yeah. I mean, I have a Frenchie.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, his name is Blue. He's cute as hell.
Aw, little Frenchie.
Yeah, and but like I try not to have any, you know, just because I'm right now in that traveling phase.
Yeah,
like,
it's hard.
Just like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's horrible traveling
for real.
With animals.
It's just hard to like keep up with. So.
Because I have a tarantula right now that I've had since I was in third grade. So she's like, I got her when she was five.
We used to have the tarantula.
Yeah, they lived 25 years.
So long.
Fire.
It's crazy.
So I got her when I was in third grade. She's probably like 20 right now because she was 5 when I got her. Her name's Ruby. I love her. And I have 2 chinchillas and 3 dogs. So
Dang.
Traveling is not hard. Is hard for me.
Yeah, for real.
It's like, can you come and watch
I love
my
having them?
Like,
can you come watch my tarantula? She's
and
pretty
chinchillas
like tarantulas are pretty like low key though. Like you don't really have to do anything for them. But my chinchillas definitely need food. So.
Yeah.
My tarantula needs food too, but it's different.
If I just got like, if I was like a dog walker or something, or like watched pets, I would be like, okay, like what do you got? And you're like, well, I have a tarantula, I have 2 chinchillas, I have 3 dogs. I'd be like, okay.
You know what I really, 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 really want? And I keep almost getting it, but then I'm like, okay, I can't get any more animals. You know the chameleons? I saw one in PetSmart and it was like bright blue, like literally the most beautiful color blue I've ever seen. I'm like, I really want, you know, their little eyes are like.
Yeah.
I really want one, they're so cute.
I've always wanted a chameleon.
Dude, I want one so bad, like so literally. Bad. I went in there again to get my tarantula crickets, and it wasn't there. But if it was there, I probably would have gotten it because it's just like.
Have you ever set one of these animals free before? Or you just always, because some people do this.
No.
Some people get like these like reptiles, or it's like back to like issues that happen. Like and this is like in Florida, and it's like becomes like.
Oh right,
species people that overpopulates.
Like, remember that thing like with anacondas? Like people get them as babies because you can have them as pets, and they let them go.
Oh snap!
Yeah,
and then they just be like, oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, movie out there. What's really sad to me is like around Easter, people get like chicks and ducks and stuff, and it's like a cute little. Oh, he has a little chick. And then they grow into a real duck
real.
And a real chicken. And me, I love chickens and ducks and stuff because, like, they're my babies. Because growing up, my mom would let us keep them in my room, our rooms, when they were babies because it was cold outside. So, like, the heat lamps were, like, cool out in the barn and stuff. But, like, my mom was like, you can keep them in your bedroom.
Yeah.
But then they get to a size where they can't because they get really smelly. But when they're so cute and little ducks follow you around, like, they think that you're their mom.
Oh, my god.
So it's so sad. And then they, like, let them go. And these are, like, not made to be out in the wild, so it's sad.
Yeah, they just would get
and people do that with pigs, you know, like they get little baby
they
get pigs,
they'd be
and
thinking,
they're not actually mini, they just grow for like 12 years,
for
and then it's like 5 years go by, you have like a boar, it's like, damn it, and they just like, it's like sad.
Yeah,
it's the thing, don't let your animals free, learn about them, educate yourself on them. Before you get one.
No, when I get one, I have to, like, so if I got a chameleon, that's my chameleon forever. I've had my tarantula. Everyone, my mom, like, when I moved to LA and all that, my mom's like, get rid of the damn thing. I'm like, no. Because you can't fly with them. So I drove to Colorado just to get my tarantula.
Yeah.
Drive back. It's a whole trip just for her. I do the most.
Damn, that's hard.
I love it, though. That's how people should be.
For real.
Yeah, I love her.
Do the most for your animals.
Damn, that's dope.
I have to. She's my baby.
What's your like ideal sanctuary? Just all assortment of, I feel like you kind of have to decide.
Yeah, I mean, like my ideal, personally, I would want to do, like, I would want to start off with the farm animals, just mm-hmm. because they're like easier maintenance, and yeah, they're just easier maintenance, you know? And then the fact that like with the dairy industry and like all these industries, like they're literally gonna get saved from literally right before they get slaughtered. And I love cows. My grandma loved cows, so I really want to do it more so for like my grandma too.
Yeah.
Yeah, like just have
so
a
So what
bunch
about
of...
the dairy industry? I just want to hear from
oh,
you.
Oh, so I mean, it's just like these farm animals, like they just get treated like so messed up. Like they literally don't even get to live a free life. They mm-hmm. live in like these cages or all cluttered, like shit everywhere. They get injected with these hormones just so they can get...
That you consume.
Yeah, that you consume. Mm-hmm. That is just not good for the animal, not natural. Like, they literally don't get to live a life. And then, like, you eat that and put that into your body.
Yeah.
So somebody that didn't even get to live a life, like, and you eat that, like, you know, energy and stuff, like,
yeah, for sure. And stuff, so stressed and, like, yeah, tortured, basically.
Yeah.
But I think that's so cool that you want to do it for farm animals, like, a sanctuary. Because you never really hear that. It's usually for, like, you know, wildlife and like, you know, instead
exotic
of farm animals.
Exotic animals. What's even sadder to me, like it's all sad, but veal is the saddest thing in the world because the baby cows, because they don't want the meat like mm-hmm. Like they want it like the freshest, like the babiest it is. So they get born and they can't stand up. They literally keep them like this and they're live for like a couple days to a week and then they kill them because they want, that's what veal is baby cow.
That's
so sad.
So many things.
But for me, it's like I love horses and stuff. So it's like growing up, me and my mom would go to the slaughterhouses, and right before they get slaughtered, you can pick the horses, and they're really cheap. It's like auctions.
Damn.
And I would like to go and just like when I was a kid, I really wanted to just go save them all because it's the saddest thing. Because like horses are like the most incredible animal ever. Like if you have connection with a horse,
for the price of one to save them. So. Yeah.
But it's just I would love to just rescue all of them and just let them like live free because a lot of them are kind of messed up in the head, so you don't like you have to like take time to really train them because of what they've been through. So just like let them free on like a lot of land.
But have you heard of the place in Costa Rica, like the dog sanctuary?
Yes,
that they started?
I have heard of it.
But like they get a lot of, they got to a point where they were taking on too many dogs and it was just becoming like sacrificing the health of the dogs at the sanctuary because he, like it came out of like great, good intentions, but it's also, it's like you can only take on so much because then you're like not providing enough for the animals and basically now they're living the same type of life but in a closed community. Right. So it really doesn't change
much. It's way too many, yeah.
Yeah.
And I wonder how the dogs do like being with, you know, because some dogs are aggressive and like you can't put them all together. Are they like killing each other and stuff? I don't know.
Yeah. I think it was more like different like wildlife coming in and eating the dogs. And then also like attacking,
crazy.
And then just health issues, and then having enough food and like all that stuff because there's a lot of mouths to feed. But it's like we all have like good intentions with things, but that's why research is so important. Like I'm sure somebody out there is like, oh, I would love a pet, and I would take such great care of it. And even though it's like a wild animal, I would like, you know, it'd be fine because I love it so much. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, no. You need to do that research and find out before of what that requires and if it's even going to be happy in that environment and all that stuff. So.
For real.
Yeah, for me, I get too obsessed with things and I would be too, like, I would be like, I need to save them all and it would like be bad for my mental health because I would be like so upset that I can't save them all and like, because I start saving bees in the pool.
Yeah.
It's just like the end of the world for me.
She dives in.
I'm like a very extreme person. Yeah. So if I start it, I can't just like save a few. I'm like, all of a sudden I have like so much. I'm just like, my mental health is like done.
Save the honeybees. Save the honey.
See, yeah, bees. I'm just on top. Guys, I'm just on brand, okay?
Little did you know.
Just on brand.
Well, I wish the best of luck for your relationship. Are you going to put it on social media?
No.
No? Never.
Never.
Never, ever.
Never.
Why?
Just because I feel like then it gets like tainted. Like, although from her shoes, it may be selfish of me. But I'm like, damn, why? I feel like, I just want to keep it like, you know?
To you.
To
like,
me.
This is mine and mine.
Like, I like, because honestly, I keep my personal life totally like away from like all my like.
See, that's me. That's like my views stuff. On everything. I always say like anything that is special to me, I keep private.
Yeah, anything that's like, yeah, like you don't see like pictures of my like family and stuff like that. Like, although I don't mind posting it, but like I don't talk about my personal problems on my platform. I just keep it positive.
My
like,
mom's
keep
gonna
it
see
lit.
That. She's gonna make something I'm not special to you. Yeah, I do post my mom and just yeah. not my
mom. No, like of course, like.
I think it comes to a time too, because eventually, like, you might want to post a cute picture of you guys together, yeah. like. Down the line in the relationship, yeah. like you and your mom, you're like, that's a solid, that is there, you know?
Yeah.
But I understand keeping things
especially
private
in the
too.
Beginning, because people don't like to see you happy and like think, like when people know stuff, then they can get in and ruin it and taint it. And it might not even be the two of you making yeah, it, it's yeah, other no. people. Like, so just keep it private, it's better like that.
For
and then
real.
If one day you want to post a picture yeah. with each other, you, it's balanced and it's also just every couple's different, every situation is, so mm-hmm. you have to do what's best for you.
Do you ever think of it? Of you not wanting to do it too, as like not knowing what intentions are?
Yeah, that, and that's another thing too.
Yeah.
Because it's like, of course, like, I just know so much. I can only know so much, I can feel so much, but you never really know. You know what I'm yeah. saying? Like, I always keep it. Like, of course, like, I trust you, but like, to a certain extent, and that's how I keep it with everybody.
Mm-hmm. No, I think mentally it probably helps
yeah.
your relationships.
Yeah, it's
too.
Like, it's just like, it's cool. Like, all right, it's just like this, and it's yeah. like, I'm comfortable with this. So
yeah.
I mean, I already got way too much shit going on that it's
right.
like that I don't want, you know,
and
like,
you won't have, like,
and my stuff is just cool and positive, and like it's
yeah.
not about like it's not like, about that, like it's like about like I'm gonna keep it about what it's about and what's got me.
That's what the world needs yeah. though, like the world like can definitely use that. They can keep have the people that just do the straight truth and the scary facts
yeah.
about, and then they need some light stuff too that yeah. just is feel good and positive and
yeah, and I
hope.
Feel like I feel like when I'm like further in my career too, you know what I'm saying? Like I can open up more about other stuff, but I'm still, you know, people are still I'm still in like breaking out of that meme
Your videos,
phase too.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
I'm a meme, bro. Like I'm a meme. Like
but
I'm like I enjoy it. I enjoy like my I appreciate all my fans and everything, but I still feel like I just gotta go harder.
But you know what's cool about like your rise, because you know, I've noticed like newer influencers or newer celebrities like that get that immediate rise to fame.
Yeah.
You have to work a million times as hard to keep it there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, or
yeah.
keep like progressing.
Yeah.
But I think with you, you have such a different angle than some of the people you see rise up out of nowhere
mm-hmm.
because you do have good energy, you do have good intentions, and you do want to better the world in different yeah. ways, and you know, I think that's only gonna help you, help lift you and
mm-hmm.
help keep you growing. Cause,
thank you.
No,
yeah,
I wanna see you win.
Yeah, no, I wanna see you win too.
Thank you.
Yeah, I wanna see more of your videos.
Appreciate it.
I do love it. It always goes back to that too. It's like always remembering why you grew and like
mm-hmm.
where you came from too and why people appreciate you. It's like, yeah, cater to that and still start to expand into other things.
Yeah, thanks.
I think you got it.
thank you.
You got it.
Appreciate it, Chiefs.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for coming.
I need this energy. I need your guys' energy around
we're gonna
me.
Get,
nice.
We're going to get the real notes for the having the chill attitude and stuff. Too.
We'll take notes, guys, and give it to you guys in the
next
podcast.
In the description. But make sure to check him out. Check out all of his stuff. You can get his merch. It's sold out right now, but
yeah,
hopefully.
You said it's never coming back, but are you going to make a better version
no,
of that?
No, yeah, shirt? this was like my collaboration with Chinatown Market, and then I got my own merch coming out
hey.
In the next month. So it's gonna be popping, man. You already know Polly Boy Brother Nature will be popping. I will
put links in the description below. Otherwise, just if I'm sure if you Google Brother Nature, all those good like profiles
is, I
and
feel
all
like you're is it
up.
Kelv is your
it's Kelv on Instagram but
Kelv
like even
on
if,
Instagram guys
even if you search Brother Nature it pops up so
yeah
so good.
Whatever you remember
either
best.
Or
yeah
I love Brother Nature I love your name too but
thank
Brother
you.
Nature this is super fun so make sure you check him out links below and then also subscribe to our Oh Honey YouTube channel
and make sure you listen to our podcast on the go on Spotify Apple Play wherever
mm-hmm.
you
and send in your diary entries to diary@ohhoneydiary.com.
We love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, honey.
Oh, honey.
Oh, honey.